This week, we're going to have a look at interviews. Interviews are probably the most important aspect of your hiring process, as it is the first opportunity you will get to put a face to the name of a potential candidate. Now, up to this point, you've gone through a position description, a screening, and a shortlisting process, and you have identified your top 3-5 candidates that you are wanting to interview. Now is the time when you start to sell your role, your business, and get the opportunity for the candidate to get a feel for what you're offering. So let's look at it. First of all, before we even start on the interview, we need to do a kind of what you might say a pre-interview. So really, this boils down to preparation. And I want you to take a good note of this particular part, because really preparation is key in everything, in any aspect of life. Preparation is key, and so too it is with interviews. Okay, so let's look at it. First of all, you're representing your company. So you need to make sure that every moment that candidate is in your place of business, they are impressed by its appearance, they are impressed by the people around you, and they are impressed by you as a person. If needed, do a bit of spot cleaning even. Look around the magazines in the front office reception all over the place. Are the water coolers filled? Make sure everything is current and functional. Dress appropriately. Okay, shorts and t-shirts may be allowed where you work, but for the purpose of the interview, you probably do need to show a degree of professionalism. This, in effect, places the candidate at ease, because really it shows that you are giving them the sense of purpose and the sense of event to make them feel special. Okay, so do it. Just dress in even a suit and tie or a very nice smart casual shirt. Because regardless if you're in a law firm or an engineering firm, first impressions last. And whilst it's true, it's definitely true, that the first impression from the candidate is important, so too is the candidate's first impression of you. Also remember that the candidate himself or themselves would have and should have been advised to dress up for the interview. So at least matching that and not making the candidate feel uncomfortable or overdressed would be the most appropriate. Okay, next, hold the interview in a meeting room, not in your office, if possible, of course. Because we want something that is neutral, and we want something that is almost comfortable in its feel. The room should be free of personal effects as well, because these things really do put the onus on you as the interviewer. And look, we all know, yet you want to be displaying the fact that you are the boss or the hiring manager. And that's completely fine. But for the purposes of this interview, let's take that away. Also, too, in an office or in your office could be objects, documents, things on the whiteboard that could be considered commercially sensitive. So just be careful of that. A meeting room is best. In fact, I've had people interview candidates outside of the office in a cafe. You want casual, you want relaxed candidates and a relaxed setting. Perfect. Candidate is perfect. Okay, having it in a cafe, in an environment where it's comfortable, yeah, can't go wrong there. Okay, so following on from the room itself, comes down to really where you're sitting. My suggestion on this is do not sit at a large table. If it's a, you know, like one of those long boardroom tables, Don't sit at one end and the candidate at the other end. You want to create a great impression? That's not the way to do it. Little known fact is that if you have a large desk between you and the person you're talking to, there is a large barrier of communication. And that includes a desk at your office. So if you're sitting behind your desk and they're sitting at the other end of the desk or the other side of the desk, there is almost a sense of power over the person you're talking to. And you don't want that. Sure, you know, you're a boss, obviously, you have some power there, but you really want to create an atmosphere of comfort and of open communication. Keep that in mind. Bottom line too, an important factor when it comes to interviews is don't set a time limit, right? Don't look at your watch every 5 minutes going, look, I've got to be out of here. Always, when you make an interview time, give yourself enough time to cover both the questions that you've got, but also too, some questions that the candidate will have. Also, give yourself enough time to perhaps show the candidate around, show them the workplace, the different areas, the kind of people they're working with even. Again, it's creating a great impression, and you want to create that sense of professionalism as well, not time watching. Also too, as is very important with the preparation, make sure you have some questions to ask. Don't fall into the trap of going in there and plucking the questions out of your head. It's not going to work. And you will not get the information that you want from the candidate to qualify them for the role. So write down a list of questions and make sure that those questions fit into what you're after from the candidate, and also what you're allowed to get from the candidate. And I'll go into this next time when we talk about the actual interview itself, but there are questions that are considered illegal, and you shouldn't ask those. Finally, make sure you have something to write on other than the resume. Now, this is a little bugbear of mine. When I've been into interviews, and even when I've been interviewed myself, I've had people write over the resume. I consider that unprofessional, because a resume is an important document. It's a confidential document. And it should be treated as such. So have a pad, a blank sheet of paper beside you, and to write down responses and information that comes as a result of the interview. Also, don't write into a computer, laptop, or tablet, no matter how good you are at it. Just as a desk is a physical barrier between you and the candidate, so too is a computer, laptop, or tablet. Because if you're writing away, you will need to look down and make sure you're writing in the right spot. And you are diverting your attention away from the most important thing, which is the interview itself. Looking down while you're writing, but a barrier between you and the candidate that a laptop, a computer, or a tablet can bring. I've seen people able to write on pieces of paper without even looking down. So if you can do that, fantastic. So the bottom line in all this is the fact that preparation is key. The more prepared you are, the more likely you're going to get every bit of information you need to make a qualified decision about the candidate sitting in front of you. Only through that preparation will you be able to move through the hiring process, and when it comes to the decision-making process at the end of it, be able to come back and have all the information that you need at your disposal. Thanks very much again. This is Scott Brown.